movies in Paris, and they're all very historic.
So, is that sorry where... for being like... No, be that guy. Is that where Jim Morrison is buried?
Yes. I was actually going to say yes. That is where he's... Yeah, it's where he's buried. And then he's buried there. And then Oscar Wilde has, like, the tomb covered in lipstick from people who, like, kissed it, which people are not happy about because it's defacing the tomb. But, yeah, there's a lot of famous dead people in that cemetery.
Let's not lie. Oscar Wilde having his tomb covered in lipstick is probably the most Oscar Wilde thing ever.
Oh, it's exactly what he wants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's, like, old embarrassing photos of me in that cemetery that I could share from when I was, like, a very grubby-looking 17-year-old.
I love it. So they use the memoirs of Louis-Nicolas Davout, another French general from the same era who organized Goudin's funeral and described the location of his burial. So they went back to primary sources. They then used another witness's account to direct them directly to that coffin. So they're like, okay, we have the general area. They have another account. They're if you love true crime, they triangulated the coffin from primary sources. So it was a giant nerd fest to triangulate the sources. So who is Goudin, the general? He's an aristocrat by birth, which is funny because he survived the French Revolution.
Hmm.
And he's a veteran of both the French Revolution and the Napoleonic Wars. He attended the same military school as Napoleon and is believed to be one of the French emperor's favorite generals. And that is the end of our favorite French skeleton now.
Our favorite French skeleton? I mean, there's a lot to choose from.
Favorite French skeleton.
Okay. He's
so many skeletons.
The podcast's official French skeleton in honor.
Skeleton. We'll find some other... I feel like I always give you skeletons. I think I gave you a skeleton last time. Like, I've given you several skeletons to choose from.
I'm running out of room, Courtney. You really... I don't have much space here to begin with. And now there's just a bunch of bones and people are starting to ask questions.
Which the question is, how am I forwarding the shipping from America to Australia?
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. I mean, that's... It kind of gives me a sense of hope in a way that all of these old, really old, like truly ancient mysteries are being solved more or less in 2020 or to 2019, as the case may be, the last few years. It's, I don't know, it gives me hope that like a lot of other old school mysteries will get solved, like finding Amelia Earhart's plane, because I'm pretty sure they never found the plane. Just other things.
They've reopened the Dyatlov Pass.
Oh, again. Never going to get solved. That's just too weird. I'm sorry, not to be a pessimist.
If that gets solved, you have to spoop Neon, a.k.a. spoop our Courtney on, because she loves
I know.
That case.
I am actually going to be doing an episode with them really soon, which is... I'm so excited because I haven't seen them in years. I actually saw Other Courtney, who we are referring to as Other Courtney... Well, whenever the other Courtney is not present, they are the other Courtney. So sometimes you're the other Courtney.
So I am Cultney, according to Lindsay from 33% Pulp, because I'm Cult.
Okay,
Spoopney.
All right. Yeah. I saw her in person. Like, I've met her. She is a real person. She's lovely. Great sense of style. I met her in Los Angeles. And
I'm just so sad because you guys all got a meetup.